Sutra 144, Gross Forms of Worship.
Huyati kasya va homo yagah kasya cha kim katham Shri Bhairav uvacha ishatra prakriya brahma sthulasya viva mirge chani.
Huyate, invoking or summoning either ancestors or gods. Kasya va, whom, homa, oblation, yaga, sacrifices, kasya cha, of whom, kim katham, how is done, Shri Bhairava uvacha, Shri Bhairava said, Esha atra, this here, prakriya, performance, bahya, outer, external, sthulyeshu eva, gross indeed, mriga ekshane, o dear eyed. Translation. Devi continues, to whom should the invocation be made? To whom should oblations be offered during the sacrifice? And how should this be done? Shri Bhairava said, O gazelle-eyed one, these acts are verily the gross forms of worship. Devi is inquiring how the Supreme Reality is to be known through the rites and rituals of yajna or sacrifice. This is not a negation of karma kanda or ritualistic worship. Rather, it is an explanation of the level of realization that is accomplished through it. Rituals help to focus the mind at the gross level, but they also leave you there. Ultimately, the gross and physical awareness of objects and worship is to be transformed into mental, psychic, subtle, and casual states of awareness, corresponding to these sapta bhumikas, or seven lokas, which are bhu, physical plane, bhuva, intermediate plane, svaha, divine plane, maha, plane of saints and siddhas, jana, plane of rishis and munis, tapa, plane of liberated souls, and satya, plane of ultimate truth. These are the seven planes of higher awareness that we have to cross in relation to our practices. At one level, the object is gross, but as the awareness ascends, the same gross object is successively transformed until it is perceived through the effulgence of the ultimate truth, or satya. This experience has been described as nirguna, or without quality. This doesn't mean that the gunas are absent in this state. Instead, it indicates that they don't exist as a separate entity, but are merged or contained within that ultimate experience of truth.